bicycle past your window last night. I roller skated to your door at daylight. It almost seems like you're avoiding me. I'm okay alone, but you got something I need. Well,
back on downtown, it's a 4:45. I couldn't find any songs about ice skating, so roller skating was the best I could do here as we welcome in Eric Meehan of Bangor Wine and Cheese Company for Message in the Bottle. Hello, Eric.
You know, what's funny is, sadly, I actually picked up on that. I'm like, skate up, maybe it's just, okay. It was a stretch. It's cool. I like it. I've never heard that song before. Hey, I have my own. I got it really quick because I heard you and John talking about this. The Clippers logo, I got it. This is my own two cents on it. Everybody's talking about, like, the ship itself. My thing is, and I know it's supposed to be a compass, it looks like the ship is in crosshairs.
Yes. Oh, yeah. I thought that same thing. Yes.
It literally looks like we're about to take, it looks like this is a U571 about to take down the Clippers.
Right. It's Sean Connery taking down Red October here, for God's sakes.
Right. I'm the most Scottish Russian submarine captain ever. I just could, because you guys started talking about it. I heard somebody else talking about it on, like, Dan Patrick or whatever. I was like, I got to check this out. And it is dumb. But I was just like, wow, you wonder how things get okayed, honestly. I'm stunned. Anyway, I hope everybody's well. I'm currently living in fear. My wife left this morning for an alumni trip down to Florida for 10 days after having told me yesterday morning that this current March on our calendar is probably the most busy month we've ever experienced in our lives. By the way, I'll be gone for the first third of it. Bye.
Wow. Don't you lose one of those kids.
How many do I have?
Two, plus Greta.
Okay, well, I got Greta. I just heard a door slam, so maybe I have one or I lost one. I don't know.
Oh, boy.
I'm not worried. I'm a little worried. but here's what I'm not worried about. My wine knowledge, which I'm about to impart to you all. excuse me. A little frog in my throat. So as everybody remembers or doesn't, but I'll remind you, last week we were talking about, what it is to be a natural wine, organic processes, biodynamic agriculture, what the French call lutte raisonné, which is basically trying to be as natural as possible, but, judicious using of things when they need to be used so that you don't lose all of your product. Especially in light of the fact that so many people around the world are losing vast amounts of their product due to Mother Nature, anywhere from, unnatural frosts or what we're expecting. I mean, think about it right now, folks. Think about it right now. Go outside. You may be fearful that your, stuff in your garden, your tomato plants or, I don't know, I'm not a gardener, might start to bud or something like that, right? And then frost again, and you're worried about that. These people are worried about their livelihoods in exactly the same way. And this is happening all over. So these are reasons that, people may choose to do this or that or the other thing. But once it gets out of the vineyard, there's still a lot of choices that winemakers have to make, which influences you and your choice as a consumer. In ways, if you're health conscious and just sort of wanting to know what's going into your body, which I, as a merchant, completely respect. So this is my segment called sulfites, fining, and filtering, and other stuff people worry about. There's a lot in there, so I'll try to keep it simplified. But basically, there's a couple things that you're going to see on the label, either this is added or this was not done in case of fining and filtering, and what that means to you. So, first of all, the big one is obviously contains sulfites. There's just so many myths and rumors about sulfites. It was more hot button a couple of years ago. I don't hear as many people mentioning it now, which is interesting to me. but it's always sort of out there. So I like to mention that the amount of added sulfite, you know, or as it is sulfur dioxide, is usually in good wine, like the sort I sell, to be honest, very, very minimal, very, very minimal. And indeed, there are a lot of, you know, going back to last week's topic, natural winemakers that add zero sulfite, zero sulfur dioxide. However, it is vital to remember that sulfur dioxide is a natural byproduct of fermentation and is in all wine subsequently. So you have it unless it's been removed by a deliberate process, which is, in my humble opinion, messing with wine. It's removing something that is actually a natural preservative. Sulfites, including added sulfur dioxide, et cetera, have been used for centuries to preserve wine. Why? Wine is extraordinarily volatile, right? And sulfites help it remain good. You've got sugars, you've got, and we'll get to this in a minute, between fining, filtering, et cetera, you've got potentially, you know, yeast that can be restarted, especially if it gets too warm. I have received entire shipments of wine, pallets of wine, that have sat too long on a dock in, say, Newark, New Jersey, or whatever, waiting for customs to go through it. It heats. The yeast gets restarted because there's still a little sugar in solution, and it pops out all the corks, and you end up with cases of wine that's useless except for distilling then into brandy or something like that. Not that there's anything wrong with brandy, but you take my meaning. So sulfites, it's sort of an inclusive term for, like I said, for sulfur dioxide. It's got antioxidant product, and antibacterial properties, and it prevents oxidization. And these things are incredibly important in trying to, you know, maintain quality. However, there are people who are choosing, as I said, not to do it. If you think you have sulfite reactions, and you may, but be aware, this is the Tropicana test, as I put it. If you can have like traditional orange juice, you can have wine. Traditional orange juice has way more added sulfites to help it preserve than wine. So, but if you do have reactions, they will include things like hives, cramps, rash. If you have headaches, however, it's usually related to histamines, not sulfites, and that's another topic that we can talk about another day. I'm running out of time, so I just really wanted to quickly hit fining and filtering. We're basically talking about clarifying the product, right? Making it look more presentable. If you leave stuff in wine, it will settle. It will, you know, have to be decanted out, or it'll settle in the bottom of your glass. And if you're serving in, like, say, a restaurant situation, something like that, that's sometimes undesirable. But that said, the more good bits you leave in wine by not fining and filtering, usually the tastier the wine is. I am definitely running out of time, so I will hit this a little bit more next week about what it is to fine and filter things and why that is, you know, considered vegan, et cetera. We will talk about that next week. But in the meantime, do be careful, anybody going out on the ice. Speaking of what Rich started with me, I know that Branch is getting very, very scary right now, as are some other lakes. So do be careful, everybody. Take it easy, and I will come at you next weekend with filtering, finding, and then we'll talk about packaging options as well. Yeah.
We're looking forward to it. Thanks, Eric.
All righty.
Have a good week. Eric Mann, Bangor Wine and Cheese Company. Message in the Bottle every Tuesday here on Downtown as we come up on the top of the hour. CBS News straight ahead. Back